Giles, before you go, I wonder if I could ask your advice. I'm one of the judges on the Speakers Platform. It's a competition for people to improve their public speaking. You are one of the top public speakers and raconteurs ever. So I just wondered if you had a piece of advice that you would give to budding speakers that are thinking about having a public speaking career.
Oh, I don't know about a career, but about speaking, my main advice would be take your time. Enjoy it. I mean, I've been doing it for a long, long time, for literally half a century. I mean, I began as a schoolboy, taking part in schoolboy public speaking competitions, and I first was sort of did it professionally when I was still in my teens. And then when I left university, I joined an agency run by Cyril Fletcher.
Oh, yes, I remember, the old man. Yeah.
And he had this agency. And I was the youngest person on his agency lists, and I was sent around the country. I remember standing in for somebody called Godfrey Wynne when I was very young. And I was stood in for Godfrey Wynne because he just died. And the organizer of the event said, we must have Mr. Wynne. And Cyril said, well, you can't have Mr. Wynne, he's dead. So you're going to get this young man, Mr. Brandis, he's very, very good. And they said, we must have Godfrey Wynne. We've booked Godfrey Wynne. They said, well, you don't need to understand, Mr. Godfrey Wynne has died. You're getting Mr. Brandreth instead. Look, we must have Mr. Wynne. We've printed the programs. Anyway, they got me instead. So I'll be doing it. No, but I think my chief bit of advice actually would be to, if you can, and it's very, very difficult, to relax. Take your time. People always rush when they're nervous. I do myself. And actually, what you've got to do is just stand up there. When you begin, look at the room. Don't look at your notes. Preferably, if you can do it without notes, that's best. Really is. Without a set text, that's best. If it is, know what you want to say in your head. Remember what you want to say. Don't speak for too long.
Yep.
Know that it's three key points you've got to make. Make sure you understand what they are beforehand. And make those three points from the heart, using the head, taking your time to do it. Don't get up there in a sort of tense state. And look comfortable. Look easy. Look happy. And look them in the eye.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, also, actually, so my real advice would be take your time, but basically the other advice is stand up, speak up, shut up. Nobody complained about a speech being too short.
Lovely. Lovely. Giles, thank you so much for joining us. It's been
a great pleasure. And rest assured, if you come to collect your CBD points at the Southeast Construction Expo over dinner, they'll be quite lightly given to you. And it'll be a Brexit-free zone, I guarantee. No Brexit. We're going to have a happy night.
Fantastic. Giles, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Great pleasure, and congratulations. Business Bunker rocks.
Thank you very much, Giles. You're a star. See you soon.
Bye now.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.